Well, you know, I've been watching him for a long time, got a great deal of respect for him. Accurate passer, very smart guy, knows his system. He's been, you know, been doing this for a long time. Is a championship quarterback, obviously, which says a lot. You know, quarterback, playing quarterback in this league at the end of the day is about winning, and he's a winning quarterback and a very difficult guy to go against because he understands what he sees pre-snap and post-snap, and he's got a plan for it. So it's a big challenge for our defense.
Do you think you get Fedorowicz back this week?
Looks like we probably will, Brian. Looks like we probably will. But I would put that under the day-to-day category too. But, you know, you know what goes on out there today could definitely change tomorrow, but it looked okay today. It depends on who we're playing, Dave. You know, so like we sit down on Monday as an offensive staff and we kind of look at who we're playing and how we match up in 13 personnel or 12 personnel or 11 or 10 or 21 or 20 personnel. So it kind of depends on who we're playing, you know. So I know that's not a direct answer to your question, but what I'm trying to say is, you know, if we're playing a team where we think three tight ends is good because it gives us the ability to run it and do some different things in the passing game because of who they're running routes against or who they're blocking in the running game, then yeah, we'll do it. But every week's a little bit different as to how we look at that.
Bill, what about the challenges of their front with Jason Pierre-Paul,
Yeah, yeah. That's a big challenge all the way across the board. You know, it's another challenge for our offensive line. And our offensive line played very, very well against Oakland. They need to continue to play well against these guys because they're very, very good. They're tall, they're athletic, they're explosive. They just are very aggressive. They play confidently. They've got quickness. So it's a big big challenge for our offensive line.
You've been around a lot of really talented offensive line groups, and based on, I know it's only 2 weeks, but based on what you've seen from this group, just how good in those terms do you think they have a chance?
I like this offensive line. I think that they play well together. They're really good teammates. None of them are selfish. They're all very good communicators. I've always had a one of the things that I really enjoy about offensive football is the offensive line. And you're right. I've been around some really good offensive lines at this level, and this is one that just the jump they made from game one to game two was really good to see. You know, we challenged them last week, and they came out and played well. And they're going to have to do it again this week. There's another challenge in front of them this week. But I really enjoy watching these guys work together.